You know the national headlines. In a moment, we'll give you Wednesday's local report of news from the Real Nag Radio. I'm Sal Finessa. Mostly cloudy tonight, a chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm in the mix. Overnight low temperatures in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of more showers and thunderstorms. Then a chance of clearing later in the afternoon, but a little bit breezy. Daytime high temperatures tomorrow in the upper 70s. Topping Wednesday's local news, city police responded to 19th and Pine yesterday for the report of an assault Mike Tyson style. Officers said when they arrived, they found a man walking away with half of his ear in his hand. He told police he was hanging around with a friend he had just met a few weeks ago, identified as Lawrence Smith of Buffalo Avenue. When he said Smith, all of a sudden became confrontational and started to throw punches at the victim. He said he tried walking away, but Smith allegedly grabbed him and bit off half of his left ear. The victim was transported to the medical center for treatment, and Smith was charged with second-degree assault in the case with intent to cause serious injury. Police said when Smith was arrested, he was talking incoherently and appeared to be either intoxicated or under the influence of drugs. I'll have more local news in a moment. But a reminder, this local news is brought to you by the Wellness Park Pharmacy at 87th and Buffalo Avenue and the Community Medical Pharmacies of Niagara Falls. Now, they're two locally owned and operated pharmacies where they really do care, and they'll deliver your prescriptions free. And with other drugstores in the area closing, now's the time to contact them to get your next prescription delivered on time. Call them at 260-1918, and they'll make all the arrangements. Wellness Park Pharmacy and Community Medical Pharmacy of Niagara Falls, New York. Locally owned and operated, and they show it. And the news brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. As we've told you in the past, if you have appliances, someday you're going to need Chris Moore. He's the appliance repairman who'll come to your home for a $35 service call and repair those appliances at that price, plus parts and labor. It's a great price and a great repairman. Chris Moore, put his number in your cell phone because you never know when you're going to need it. It's 523-5911. In other local news, a property dispute in the 1100 block of Whitney Avenue resulted in an area man being arrested after he allegedly entered an apartment that he claimed he had the deed to. Carlos Ferguson was found inside the building and told police he lived there, but apparently couldn't prove it. The property was recently sold, and authorities tell Niagara Radio the dispute was brought about when checks regarding the purchase reportedly did not clear. Police detectives are investigating the dispute, but first reports indicate that Ferguson could not produce the proper paperwork for the property, and the reported new owner wanted him out and said he was going to change the locks on the building. Ferguson was charged with trespass of real property in the case and with criminal mischief to the structure after changing the locks. He was held in the city jail pending his arraignment on those charges. Well, six Democratic City Council candidates took part in the candidates' forum held last night at the Bleneva Bond School on Niagara Street. The candidates all alluded to the usual talking points: potholes, not enough jobs, the city's infrastructure and transparency. Comments in our tip line called it the same old, with nothing shocking announced. In the meantime, early voting in the city is taking place every day right through Sunday at the train station on Depot Avenue and at the Cooperative Extension on the fairgrounds in Lockport. The exact times of the early voting can be found online on the Niagara County Board of Elections site, with the reminder that the primary election set for this Tuesday, when voters then will have to appear at their regular polling places to cast their ballot. Well, it's been requested for some time now, and now Mayor Robert Ristino said he'll unveil the results of a feasibility study for his proposed $200 million Centennial Park project. The mayor said he'll hold a press conference on Thursday at the intersection of Fall Street and John Daly Boulevard with the results of that study that authorities tell us are very favorable for the city. That study was conducted by a sports facility advisory group in Tampa, Florida, and was sponsored in part by USA Niagara and National Grid. If you can't make the conference on Thursday, we'll have details for you in the afternoon when we update our local newscast here on Niagara Radio. In the town of Pendleton, sheriff deputies are investigating some damage on a car that was sold and then returned to a resident. The person selling the car on Craigslist said a buyer said he wanted the vehicle and arrived with a tow truck to get it. He paid the seller $2,400 for the car and then left with it on the tow truck. But a while later, he returned with the car and said he changed his mind and wanted his money back. So the seller gave him the money, but later he discovered the front wheel appeared to be bent, and further investigation showed that the front tie rod had been broken. He said he tried to contact that buyer, but he would never answer his phone. The seller told deputies he would give him a few more days to address the problem, or he would pursue charges for damaging that vehicle. Tononaga police are investigating a break-in that occurred at the Foot Locker on Military Road yesterday in the Fashion Outlet Mall. Police were notified by an alarm company that reported seeing seven people entering the store and quickly grabbing numerous merchandise and then running back out and getting away in a black Hyundai. Checking video at the store, Police Officer Sheehan said the group appeared to be juveniles, with one of them smashing out the front glass door with a metal bar to get in. Over $5,000 worth of goods were reported stolen in that burglary by that group, who were all wearing face masks at the time. In addition to the $5,000 of goods lost, Tononaga police said the smashed out front door was valued at $1,000. And sheriff deputies were called to a neighbor dispute at the Paws in the Falls dog shelter on Cayuga Drive yesterday. Deputies said Janine Gallo, who was cutting the grass there, got into a verbal argument with a neighbor, with both of them involved allegedly yelling at each other and calling each other names, with one threatening to knock out Gallo's teeth. Deputy said the argument was over when they got there, but Gallo did sign a trespass order against that neighbor, which will prevent him from coming onto the Paws property in the future. If it happens in your area, whether it's large or small, we want you to know. And if you see news, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. It's also our listen line. If you have something you'd like us to cover or an event you'd like on the air, leave it for us. The tip line is open 24 hours a day. And a reminder, if you're looking for a place to hold a summertime event and have some fun while doing it, how about the Links of Niagara in the One Niagara Building in downtown Niagara Falls? A great air-conditioned facility complete with a bar and pro golfing simulators to practice your swing. And remember, when you golf at the Links of Niagara, parking is always free. Details online at thelinksofniagara.com. We update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio, and you can hear it on the hour and half hour on niagararadio.net or by entering niagararadio.net on our Facebook page. It's local news first, in most cases exclusive, and it's free. I'm Sal Panessa.